In a moment, we're going to receive the message of that word, but first, let us pray. Loving God, we thank you today for your word to us. You are always speaking in creation, through the prophets of yesterday and today, through the words of Jesus, and through the voice of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you that we can stand firm on your word when there is so much sinking sand elsewhere. We thank you that we stand firm in you and on your words. So we pray for a word of encouragement today for all of our church. And whatever we're facing, help us to hear and know that you are with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. About 30 years ago in my youth, my sister and I once attempted to walk across St. Sampson's Harbour in Guernsey by foot when the tide was out. Unfortunately, I think our common sense had also gone quite a long way out because we quickly realised that it wasn't a very wise thing to do. Our plan was to save time without having to walk the sort of three sides of the harbour wall. The tide was very low. We thought we knew what we were doing. But as soon as we stepped out onto that oily, slimy mud, we quickly realised that it was a very bad idea, and it wasn't going to save us any time at all. And my sister, she hurt her foot on some glass, but thankfully she was okay, and we did make it to the end. But I've thought of that event when I was reading this passage again about standing firm on solid ground. Two words I would not associate with that crossing of St. Sampson's Harbour. The Word of God urges us today to stand firm in the faith. But how? Well, Paul reassures the Christians at Ephesus and us today that our strength for Christian living in a hostile world does not come from within ourselves and our own powers or energies or abilities. But it is given from God alone. And that's so important. Paul knew that being a Christian was a struggle, comparable to a war, a battle. So to get his point home, he uses that contemporary image at the time of the Roman soldier. And the soldier was known throughout the empire. He was universally respected for his power and might and armor. And to be a soldier and to wear the armor of the Roman Empire was a great privilege and hard work, but the reward was worth it. Because unlike previous armies, the Roman Empire paid its soldiers well. And after a 25-year tour of duty, assuming the soldier survived, he would be given citizenship of the empire. The soldier carried a shield and a short sword. His uniform marked him out as a warrior, with his strong metal mail breastplate. His helmet, his leather apron, and his thick and durable leather sandals. And Paul drew upon this image to help the Christians understand about what it meant to be a Christian at that time. And of course, it was a very dangerous time to be a Christian. When the emperor was Lord, to say Jesus is Lord was a very dangerous thing to do. And we know there are many Christians in dangerous places today, not least Afghanistan, who are facing this real challenge and danger. To be a Christian in a hostile world. But that can be also the place of work, or the marketplace, or the school playground. To be a Christian soldier. Well, we know looking back over the years, it's inspired many a hymn, hasn't it? Like, Onward Christian Soldiers. Times change, and such hymns are sung less today, but the message still stands. Put on the full armor of God, and we'll put up a picture of the soldier. Put on the full armor of God. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And friends, this is how we stand firm. And that full armor of God is yours and is mine today. Which one of these speaks most powerfully to you today in your situation? Significantly, most of the armor of God is defensive. It's there to protect. And one commentator reflects on the fact that there is no rear protection in this armory, concluding that God has got our back covered. He's got our past covered. It's all forgiven. To be a soldier is a challenge. The life of faith can sometimes feel like a battlefield. And perhaps you've considered again the cost of being a Christian today and have wondered and thought, Lord, where am I? Should I continue? Should I turn back? But again and again, we have been encouraged and prompted by God and encouraged by other Christians to keep on. To keep on with the Lord, following him in his footsteps. When given the option to turn back, I think of Simon Peter, who said to Jesus, Lord, if we were to turn back, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life. And isn't that just the truth? That when we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, when we've encountered the living Lord Jesus in our lives, There is nowhere else to turn. There's nowhere better. There's no one better to turn to. To whom shall we go if we go not with Christ? And today we'll remember and celebrate, he is our daily bread, the bread of heaven, a foretaste of the heavenly banquet when the battle is over and we are welcomed into our heavenly home. You know, when in Jesus we've tasted living bread, everything else just leaves us with a longing and doesn't truly satisfy. So we know when the temptation comes to turn back or to drift away, we have no other option but to come to Jesus and say, you have the words of eternal life, Lord. I'm in you. I belong to you. We stand firm. We stand firm. And we again focus our attention not on the battle or the situation, but on the Lord Jesus Christ. We fix our eyes on him. And we obey his teachings and say with Peter, Lord, we believe and we know that you are the Holy One from God. It's no easy thing, is it, to make the right choices as a Christian and to stand firm. It's difficult, as it has always been. Sometimes we think we know best, just as I did attempting to cross that harbour. But indeed, in fact, straying from the solid ground. How difficult it is to steer ourselves, to steer our church community, to steer our town or our village into living on solid ground. And making the right choices, building your house on the rock. In our own strength, in our own wisdom, we have no hope. But again, that word, finally, be strong, not in yourselves, but be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. And the good news is that we are equipped with all that we need to stand firm as his witnesses. We can defend ourselves when we are tempted to be drawn away or led astray. You know, wearing that armory was dangerous. It was hard work, but the reward was worth it. And friends, the reward for us, the gift of God, is surely worth it. So whatever you face in this week ahead, whatever it holds, the things you know about, and the unexpected that will happen this week perhaps, whatever it may bring, stand firm in the Lord. He will never let you go. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, to his glory. Amen.